Honey, I'm here.
All set.
We're all there. Okay. I will call the meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. Kathy, would you do the roll call, please?
Bonnie Sedell.
Bonnie Sedell here.
Cindy Biancamano.
Here.
Jeff Conway.
Here.
Jan DePratty.
Jan DePratty, board member here.
Hima De Silva.
Board member, Hima De Silva here.
Jason Griffin.
Board member Jason Griffin here.
Gary Peterson.
Gary Peterson, board member here.
Kathy Sabo is here. Bill Taylor.
Bill Taylor, board member here.
And we also have present Ed Bader.
Ed Bader here.
Is Lee here?
Yes.
Okay, Lee's here. Lee Griffin. That's everybody.
We're social distancing. As you know, after the Wednesday meeting, we were asked to get additional information pertaining to the closing of association properties. We contacted both our attorney as well as our insurance agent, and we received information from both of them. And again, I'm going to make the motion that we close all POLA properties, including but not limited to the beaches, parking lots, the pavilion, tennis courts, the basketball court, the playscape, volleyball court, and the athletic field. First, further, that we leave the porta potties locked and not put out the rafts and slip lines. I would entertain a second on this.
I'll second the motion so we can open up the discussion.
And you would be Jan DePratty?
Jan DePratty, board member. I will second the motion and so we can open up discussion. Thank you.
Any discussion that, Kathy Sabo, you had your hand up?
Kathy Sabo, board member. Before we get into the discussion, I didn't realize you were going to get into the motion that quickly, but I just want to make sure that this is a legal meeting so we don't have to do this again, because I know the bylaws say that we have to have 7 days in advance on the website for the Board of Governors to hold a meeting. So just want to make sure, so because I don't want to have to redo this meeting.
This is Ed Bader. Ed Bader is part of the discussion that I had with our legal counsel. I raised that particular question, and he said, given the urgency of the meeting, that the board was would be okay to have an emergency meeting to consider closing the property.
So we can just pick and choose to disregard the bylaws because it's an emergency.
He said in this particular case, given the, you can't do it for everything. I think we would. What I did is, given the urgency of trying to respond to all of the information that we were getting, he said it would be appropriate, and he would defend the legality of the meeting given the circumstances.
Jason Griffin, board member, can you amend a motion? Like if someone said I'd like to amend the motion that was presented, or does that have to fall under something else?
President, yes, you may ask for an amendment of the motion.
Could you also, if a second motion is seconded, we could have two motions, correct?
For me,
I would think you could. I was reading up on that.
We would have to, Bonnie Sedell, President, would have to vote on the original motion, or I could rescind my original motion, and then we could take up another motion. Jeffrey, please identify yourself when you get out.
just a question before we get into the discussion. Our insurance policy clearly states that we don't have any coverage if it's related to a virus. So, is this a moot point?
I would like to speak, this is Jeffrey Conway, board member. I would like to speak to that. I think a lot of you people know that I am a licensed adjuster. I have been for 20 years for workers' compensation, which is the same as general liability. And I'm also licensed in Connecticut, I think a lot of you know as well. And we've had, the past month, we've had many people, you know, workers' compensation saying, you know, we're making a claim that, you know, your employer or your business or your park gave me COVID, and they're going to be suing us or something. And we've had many legal opinions on it, and all the opinions would be that we would deny COVID because for a few reasons. One, you can't see COVID, the little virus. And two, you would never be able to prove anything that's cause or related. So in case someone said, well, what if someone comes up to us and says, I got COVID at a JSF pavilion? They would not be able to prove it because COVID has like a 5-day incubation period, and nobody could ever say, okay, well, Johnny had it and he gave it to me. They'll never, ever be able to cause or relate that anybody got COVID at any one of our parks, any one of our fields, anything. It just can't happen. And that's why a few of our attorneys that we have, one for Connecticut, one for New York, and no other ones, it's all clear as they say it's not possible that can be cause related, because I know one person on the board said, well, the board's upset that maybe we're going to be sued. It wouldn't happen. They tried to sue us, they couldn't do it. And on the part where I think, Kathy, you're talking about we don't have coverage, you really can't have coverage for pre-existing conditions. But it's like influenza, and that's exactly what COVID is. It happens to be a virus that is deadly to 1 out of 100 people, just as whatever the odds may be of influenza. So you don't take out a coverage or endorsement or a waiver or anything that you would call insurance-wise to prevent COVID on any one of the properties. Cause it's just not needed because it won't be causal related because it can't be.
Well, this is Ed Nader. Let me just clarify that I don't think that our insurance broker was relating to the basic general liability policy. Obviously, we're not a health insurance. We don't have health insurance on all of our members. He was really relating to the directors and officers liability insurance, wherein there is if there would be alleged a cause of action for gross negligence on the part of the board members for not taking due care in following the directions of, you know, federal, state, and town by closing large common areas within the association. So it wasn't necessarily the fact that we could be sued over getting the virus by association on association properties. It was the action of the director, Board of Governors, in not taking due care that they should have recognized that there was an issue and following the footsteps of the town and of the state and taking appropriate care by closing the as the town did, close the beaches. Now, that's what he related to, and the personal liability that goes with D&O gross negligent claims are not covered by our directors and officers liability policy in his mind, and that's why he has recommended, not only to us, we're not the only ones, he has recommended to all of his association-type entities that they ensure that have directors and officers liability with through them, that they close all common areas to avoid any attempted claim. Remember, somebody files a claim, it may ultimately be denied, but it still has to be litigated and defended. And basically, they're saying for gross negligent claims, they will not defend the association nor the board members.
I disagree on the gross negligence, because in gross negligence, that would be if you left, like, gross negligence is if someone sued us for something in the pavilion that was damaged. and we allowed an event to happen, and they would slip and fall and break their leg, then we would say, okay, yep, the place was crumbling, and yep, it's our fault that it's crumbling, and we didn't take care of it, so the gross negligence would work on that, and the person could file a claim. Even if we denied it, they would still have to, like you're saying, they would have to litigate it. And again, you can still be saying it's not court-related on, you know, on what I had stated before. That's what gross negligence is. Now, I'm not saying in the realm, I disagree with Bonnie's motion as strict as it is. And I would suggest that it could be amended, because I think something could be saying, okay, perhaps you would have a sign saying you're going to go by a certain town ordinance, which I think is what we should do, or that you go by something of a state. I don't think that there's anything from the federal government that says that we have to be closing everything, because I didn't get that from, you know, what my research was. And the other thing I stated is, want to say, how would you enforce it? Now, if you're putting something, you're not going to, you can't, the only thing you can really lock is porta parties and the tennis court. So if you say, okay, you can't be using these, or you want to say something like, okay, more than five people shouldn't be doing this, or five or people less, you can amend it to work within those guidelines, and then that covers you in your gross negligence. And that covers you in general liability. It's just like, if someone gets hurt on one of our properties, it's going to be a general liability claim. That's just what it's called. And so the gross negligence would be, if you absolutely do nothing, you can say, okay, everybody, come on. But it's clear that something's going to be put in, and I think that's fine if something is put in. I just disagree that it is as strict as what Bonnie wants, and I think that Bonnie's motion could be amended that could protect us in a better way, but also then allow people who pay their taxes and want to come use our properties, which they've paid for all year, and come partake of it. You know, you cannot deny one of our cottage owners, you know, if they want to live down something. That's why they would bear mature. They use their, I'm not sure what it would be, their knowledge of, like, what the code is and how to do social distancing and how to protect yourself. And I think that's what you should be looking at. I just want to say that it's not fair the way that Ed is portraying the gross negligence. It would have been much better if this broker was at this meeting, because there's so many different interpretations of the law, of the statutes, and I don't feel it's really clear of what he's stating, because I think he's talking about a worst case scenario, and there's many other case scenarios under insurance.
This is Ed Boehner again. Let me make it clear that neither Jeff nor I are lawyers, but we did ask our broker for guidance. The broker basically got information from the carrier that said if a claim were made that's gross negligence, we can sit around here and argue what is a gross negligence claim. That will obviously be determined by in a court of law. But they have advised us, as our insurance experts, that they believe that we should, the time is of the essence here, that they have recommended that the board close the common areas. And so has our attorneys, and the town went ahead and did their portion in there, that where they have absolute control over the beaches, the ballparks, athletic fields, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think, you know, we can talk about gross negligence all day, but I think what we're trying to do is put the association and you board members in the safest possible place, so that the board can demonstrate. That the association has done what its experts and advisors have recommended, and you can use that as a basis for defense. Now, is it going to be absolute? No, but once you start tinkering with it and saying, "Well, we're just going to put a sign up," I'm not sure that would be sufficient. But obviously, the board is going to make a decision. You're going to have to live with it. And if there is a problem or an outcry, then you're going to have to deal with it. And the risk is that if a gross negligence claim is made, the DNO carrier that said, you know, has claimed that they may not, probably would not, and whatever the language is that Brian Kelly used in his memo. You all got that memo. I didn't rewrite it. You got it directly from him. I just passed it along, because he was their advisor. He's what you asked for, and that's what we have. So he's saying the safest case is to close the common area facilities.
Bonnie, this is Bill Taylor. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
I support proposal there, closing all the beaches with one amendment. I would just like it amended to say that that the PLLH will follow town and state guidelines on reopening all the common areas. Other than that, I agree with you.
Jason Griffin, board member. While the town is closed beaches, the state has not closed any beaches or parks.
Right.
And I wonder if gross negligence, whether we post a sign that says just warns about social distancing, or we post a sign that says the beaches are closed, unless we put up temporary fencing around entrance to multiple entrance points for each beach, someone could say, I didn't see a sign that it was closed. I went in the far left edge. So are we negligent because we put a sign at every 10 feet? My feeling, this may not be the point, would be to amend the motion to say we would put up warning signs asking people to keep social distance, close the porta potties, possibly close the basketball court, leaving the tennis court open and the beaches open, and just put warning signs. That's what I would like to see.
Hi, Gary Peterson.
Gary Peterson, board member. I've been kind of going back and forth on this myself a lot of times here. I mean, on the basketball court, we can't really close it, but we can take down the basketball hoops, just like a lot of the towns have, so nobody can play basketball. That's kind of I definitely think we should close that, because that's like a contact sport. You know, they're very close to each other. And the volleyball court, we just don't put up the net, so nobody's going to be playing volleyball. You know, tennis court, I mean, they can stay away from each other, really. I mean, and I'm really, as far as the beaches, I got to kind of agree with Jason here. You know, maybe we can close the, for now, the basketball court, the volleyball court, leave the beaches open with a good warning sign on it. As far as the pavilion, definitely no rentals for the pavilion, and keep the porta potties closed. We can always change it in May. We can get stricter and stricter, you know, if you want. You know, right now, there's not that many people around, but, you know, that's my thing right now. Thank you.
I recognize Emma DeSilva, please.
Thank you, Barney. Emma DeSilva, board member. I did speak with the folks at the Department of Public Health. They issued one for all the recreation areas under the guidance of the parks, especially trailer parks, and in that they clearly stated that up until the state requirements for distancing, social distancing is removed, that they should be at least warning the folks about maintaining social distance. And I asked her about our particular situation, being that this is a lake compound and that we have three beaches with some playground areas. Her response was, if someone wants to take a walk along the beach, there's nothing to prevent them as long as they are maintaining social distancing. But if you allow them to gather and they break the rules, then if someone sees, they should call the police. So she was sort of saying, the state has requested this. This is what we should be doing. Whether to put a board or anything, her feeling was that at the moment, just making it known to them that we are following the state requirements for social distancing would be adequate. And whether we lock the place up or not, someone, if they want to, will go over the barriers and get there. And if that happens, then they have taken the onus on themselves to jump over the barrier that you have. But if you have given a clear warning that this is not the time for you to be gathering in this location, then I think we should be covered, is how I'm looking at it. But clearly, as far as using the water, she said they have not even gone that far because of the weather at the moment, that they plan to look at some of those issues as we go closer to the middle of May. So right now what she's recommending is that follow the governance guidelines and the town guidelines, and that those would be adequate. So that's where she left that.
Yes, Kathy Sable, board member. Thank you. I agree with a lot of what Gary and Jason and Hema are all saying. I think that we need to just, as a board, go through one item. Not, you know, I think we should rescind Bonnie's motion, or Bonnie should rescind her motion, and then we just go by each property that we have and determine what we're going to do with each one. You know, like the baseball field. I say leave it open. It's open space. It's not a big deal. And the tennis courts, just put up one net. Don't have the two nets so that there's only can only be, you know, a few people in there playing. Basketball, I think, is okay. I don't think we need to detour people from doing that because, I mean, yes, it is a contact sport, but it also doesn't have to be a contact sport. It could just be, you know, one person there throwing the ball up or whatever. So that's kind of gray area. The pavilion, I don't know, maybe take away the tables, you know, so people aren't encouraging a gathering of sitting, you know, things like that. The beach, maybe don't put out the rafts and the swim lines until we're, you know, we're sure on that. But don't close the beach because people want to fish or they want to just kind of hang out in a chair and read a book or something. You know, social distance, encouraging social distance. I don't know. I thought the volleyball would be okay, too. Definitely no porta-potties, and I say close down the playscape because that's a lot of contact on that. And those were the things that, you know, I think that we should be talking about. I think on an individual basis, each piece, not just this one big blanket, let's close everything.
Recognize Cindy Biancamato.
Cindy Biancamato, Vice President. I sent all of you an email today. I don't know if you got a chance to read it, about what are the beaches in Old Lyme and how they wrote their notice to their members. Did you guys get to read that?
I did not see that, since.
I have not.
I haven't seen it. Oh, I sent it to all of you today. But basically it said, you know, practice social distance. In a nutshell, it was much more eloquent. Practice social distancing or we're going to close the beach, you know, in a nicer way. And I'll send it again if it didn't go through. But I think that at this, that would be what we should do and monitor it and get, you know, if we see a congregation, take a picture of it, and then we close the beach and we have justification because people are using it. That's my thought.
I recognize Jeffrey Conway.
Jeffrey Conway, board member. And is that person the broker? Is he a broker or an agent?
He works for Bouvier, which is a fairly large regional agency in Connecticut.
I know, but you keep referring to him as a broker, and a broker sells insurance. That's what they do. Yeah. They don't do any sales for agents. So
he is a licensed agent.
Well, I just asked him, he said he's a broker. And you've been referencing him as a broker.
I use them interchangeably. I'm sorry that I did, but he is an agent. He does represent us, and he places our insurance coverage.
Okay. So, and I want to say, I think Kathy's idea of, like, looking at product places individually is very good, and I support Jason, Gary, and Hema about what their ideas were, like taking down a basketball net or leaving only one net up or something. And I think, and I agree with Jason, I said, how are you going to enforce it? You know, you're not going to be able to tell someone, don't, you know, get on that beach when there's so many access points all over it. I think you can do what you're saying, like not put out rafts or not put out, you know, the ropes or something. But I think, again, I think the amendment can be amended, and that's what I suggest. Thank you.
I'm Fidel, President. Frankly, I'm not willing to amend it. If someone has had their comments, I would like to have Kathy Sable to see how the board feels overall on this proposal.
All right, so we're voting. That's what I'm understanding.
Well, we need to amend the motion first. I think we have to first present the
motion. This is Bonnie Scale, President. I'm not willing to amend the motion as it stands now. I would like to have the board vote on the motion as originally stated.
Well, can I make a motion to amend the motion? I mean,
no, I don't think so. I think that's what Bonnie was saying. It doesn't work like that. You either vote on this one because it was seconded already.
Well, Ed Bader, from a Robert's Rules of Order, I think it would be, and somebody mentioned it earlier, it would be simpler to this, what Bonnie has recommended would be the strictest, I think. And then if that motion is defeated, then it would be simpler to then start with clusters of piecemeal application of closure or restriction and see where the board feels about if the board can come to a consensus. But it would make it clearer if they voted on the whole thing first, and if it's defeated, then somebody can then
open
go through for a piecemeal application. That would be simpler.
Yeah. Oh, I just feel bad that we couldn't have a nice conversation before, you know, a motion was brought forward. That kind of upsets me a little bit. But anyway, I'll Bonnie, can you please just read the motion again so we all know what we're voting on?
Okay. I move that we close all Bonnie Sudell, President. I move that we close all POALH properties, including, not limited to beaches, parking lots, pavilion, tennis courts, basketball courts, playscape, the volleyball court, and the athletic field. Further, that we leave the porta potties locked and not put up grass and swim lines.
So all POALH properties, every single property we own. Is that my understanding?
No, yes. President, that is the motion as stated.
So that includes like Glimmer Glen, shut that road down, and the other road that we own?
No, we Ed Bader, we don't legally own the Glimmer Glen. The town has...
I don't know. We sure do.
Wait. Let me finish. The physical land that the road is on, we don't own. It has not been accepted as a town road. That would not be included in Bonnie's... control access to back and forth on that road. It's a road. The town, for all practical purposes, does everything to it. But and that, it would not include Glimmer Glen.
What about Pilgrim Way?
No.
Pilgrim Way is a right-of-way owned by the common property owners that abut Pilgrim Way.
There's a difference. Would the right-of-ways be opened or closed?
Closed.
Unless you open them up.
I disagree in the Glimmer Glen. I mean, at all the meetings we've been, Jeffrey Conley, board member, of all the meetings we've ever had, you're always saying to me, yes, we own part of Glimmer Glen, yes, right. We own this, yes, we own that, and yes, the town plows it, but you own it. So if you're going to say you're going to close everything, that means you're going to close the right-of-ways, you're going to close that Glimmer area and all the little properties that you have on the shore that we all have property that you know, some people park their cars on. You're going to close all those, so you're going to have a big fiasco. So I think we should vote on this current, whatever it's called, I forgot. I think we should vote on that, and I'd like to have that happen now, and then we can deal with the next part.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Timothy Silva, board member. Well, as a point of order, I just want to mention to Ed, I have a letter from Beth Lund from the town Public Works Department claiming it is a private road of the POALH, as far as Deepakhan goes. That's okay. But going beyond that, I think what I believe we need to be careful about is that we don't get into nitty-gritty, trying to dissect this out piece by piece.
Right.
Maybe we need to have a broader approach and have some signs out there clearly in the three beach areas indicating to our membership that in view of the state mandated social distancing and in keeping with the spirit of prevention of spread of a deadly virus, that we plan not to open the beaches at this time. And that way you will at least be in the spirit of what the state has requested, whether they have a specific guideline or not. They are indicating we need to do this for the moment in order to avoid the spread of the disease. And I think that probably from a legal viewpoint might be adequate, because we have warned our members that this is not open at this moment for usual business. And as Pam Scully from the GPS told me, she indicated that if somebody was taking a walk along the beach, that would not be an issue for any one of us. But if people are congregating, that becomes a problem. And her response, and I said, so what can we do? She said, if you see that, you can certainly call the police and let them know that there is violation of the guidelines. How many of us will see it? I don't know. I mean, currently, up until probably on the Memorial Day, it's not going to be huge numbers on the beaches, but it is around the Memorial Day holiday that things begin to pick up usually. I'm sure there are residents in the area now that they probably want to, on a nice sunny day, be able to take a chair and sit down and read a book, as Kathy said. And that would be okay. They're not violating the state recommendations. So it is, I don't know how much we need to dissect this out in terms of looking at the possibility of putting boats around the tennis courts and the basketball courts and every other place. I agree that play skate, basketball is close proximity to each other. They can't maintain the 6-foot social distancing regulations or requirements on those places. So we need to be careful about that. And if people are doing anything using those facilities, we may have to, whoever sees, should be at liberty to go and say to them, you know, you are not maintaining the strict guidelines set up by the governor and the state.
Jan, I'm sorry to jump ahead of you. This is Jason Griffin, board member. I think for expediency, we need to either vote yes or no on this motion and then decide whether to entertain other motions.
Another question. I just have a question, not really a discussion point. The question, Bonnie, is since Bill asked that you state that it also be amended to follow guidelines of reopening, I'm assuming in your original statement, that's your original proposal, that's not in there. Because she just asked you to add it. Correct, right?
No, it was not in the original proposal, no.
Okay, yeah. I was going to vote to go along with closing, but because it's not in there, I think it needs to be in there, but I think it needs to be one or the other. I think it needs we need to either follow town guidelines or state guidelines, because right now they're a little different. So
I'm going to vote. I think we've had enough discussion on this.
Yeah. So I think I'm
okay.
Going to that. Move to vote. And
Bonnie, Sidell.
Bonnie Sidell. Yes.
Cindy Biancamano.
Cindy Biancamano, Vice President, no.
Jeff Conway?
Jeff Conway, Board Member, no.
Jan DePrati?
Jan DePrati, Board Member, as the proposal is written right now, no.
Hima De Silva?
Hima De Silva, Board Member, the current proposal, no.
Jason Griffin?
Jason Griffin, Board Member, no.
Gary Peterson?
Gary Peterson, board member, no.
Kathy Sabo, board member, no. Bill Taylor?
Bill Taylor, board member, yes.
Your amendments weren't added, though, Bill.
I know. So everybody voted no, and we're going to do it over again.
Okay.
I know what I voted.
Okay, thank you.
Said Jen DePrati, this is Jason Griffin.
Correct. Thank you very much, Jason Griffin. Jan DePrati, board member.
Jeff Conley, board member. I would like to make the amendment that Kathy's guidelines of what she stated, that we could probably quickly go over some of the properties and say, let's do this, let's do that. And when it comes to the Glimmer Glen Road, let's not close that off at all. Anyone second my motion?
I would like to entertain another motion if someone would like to take another motion in its entirety, please.
Go, Kathy, go. That's Jeffrey.
Okay. I would like to make the motion to leave the ball fields open, put one net up on the tennis court, leave the basketball courts open, block off the tables at the pavilion, do not put out any swim lines or rafts on the beaches, but not close the beaches. No net on the volleyball court. Do not open the porta potties. Block off the playscape. Did I miss anything? I think that's it.
Leave the right-of-ways open.
Leave the right-of-ways open. Thank you, Gary. Leave Glimmer Glen open.
I have a couple items. I'd like to make sure we put up signs.
We better get a second on it first.
No, I want
to. This is Jeff Conley, board member.
Wait, now, Jan had a good point. This is Jason Spring, board member. Kathy didn't mention putting up warning signs of some sort.
Or following the town, also following the town's reopening agenda and schedules.
I think we need to follow the state.
State?
The state, because the.
The reason I'm bringing this up is this all came about because the town initially stated what was going on.
Well, if we're following the town is got their beach closed.
Just as a point of clarification, this
I'm not talking about reopening. I'm not talking about closing right now.
Okay, no, I know. But just to give you, the state has started to close state parks. I just got a email from Deep, which basically said they're closing two or three state parks. They're also in the order, which I can at some point I'll be able to send it to you. They're also encouraging they're opening parks for solitary enjoyment only, not for the congregation of groups, and even some of the other stuff. All the inside facilities are closed. Porta potties are closed. All of that right. They've closed. So the state is obviously seeing that there's been more activity at state parks than they would like to see, and the health department has basically advised them, I guess, to tighten their order. So that I can send you that deep release for your edification. But they are starting to close state parks.
But none of the Jeff Conley, board member, none of our properties is a park, unless if I'm incorrect.
Well, park. Let me see if I can figure out what they. Let me see if.
Did we finish motion?
Well, they were still adding. I just wanted to give you some clarification on that.
But that's okay, because we can always, you know, come back to this at our May board meeting if we find that, just as the state is doing, we have that right to do that as well, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
So, it's okay. So part of the motion is going to be putting up some signs. Is that what everybody wants on there? right?
Yes, yes.
Are we going to follow the state or the town?
I think we just need to follow our own guidelines. I don't really think we need to have that. Why can't we just...
I'm talking about reopening. Reopening, Kathy.
Same thing.
So, this is Ed Bain. It really isn't the same thing. I think the opening of the reopening, obviously you can decide who you... It seemed to me that since you're in close proximity and part of the town of East Haddam, would want to follow their lead in reopening. But you're free to do, as a board, you're free to do whatever you want. If you want to follow the town, it's that would be fine. I'm sure the first selectman would support that, but...
I guess I just don't feel that has to be part of the motion because, I mean, we're adults and we know how to follow the lead of a town or government. That's what we're doing right now, you know. So I don't think it needs to be part of the motion.
Well, Kathy, I think the reason that the town and the state have come up with different guidelines is that, unfortunately, we are social beings, and we tend not to listen sometimes, and that's what caused a lot of the issue. Despite having social distancing as the requirement, people are still gathering, people are getting around that by making all kinds of excuses. So I think that's the dilemma. And unfortunately, if you have a crowd of four or five, and then one person who doesn't even know that he or she is carrying the virus does infect them, you are talking each one of those four or five are giving it to another four or five, and it just spreads very rapidly. And that's sort of what happened in New York.
Yep.
And I think what the town and the state is trying to do is to certainly keep a handle on that kind of spread. Because as has been shown many times, 1-to-1 is a small number, but 1-to-2 or 1-to-3 is spread very rapidly. That's what the dilemma is. So,
Mr. Del President, I recognize Gary.
Just to make it legal so we can discuss it, I'll second her, Kathy's motion so we can discuss it legally. I pretty much agree with it. The only thing I disagree is the basketball court. Because I go by there a lot during the day. I see five or six kids playing basketball. And most towns have taken down their basketball hoops there so nobody can play. And I would like to see that happen. The rest of it, I'm pretty good with right
now. How does everybody else feel about the basketball court thing? Give me a thumbs up. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Give me a... Okay, so we'll make an amendment to the motion to close the basketball court. Right? Is that how everybody feels?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's...
Okay.
Jason Griffin, board member, just in the chat window sent a short description of what I believe Kathy's motion is.
Oh, thank you.
You all want a second to read it.
Yeah, just put up one tennis net, I think. I don't think we need the two of them. But, yeah. Is the playscape on there? Yep, close the playscape. Close the playscape, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
It's on there.
Okay.
Jason.
This is Jeffrey. I'm a board member. I'm not sure how you're going to be able to limit kids on the playscape. I mean, are you going to put a rope around it and put a tag and say, don't be
caution tape around it. Jan Sapretti, board member, you can put caution tape around it. The state is closed.
We'll put a, Gary Peterson, board member, we'll put a sign up there on it, and then we'll put that yellow tape, caution tape all around it. They're not going to get it. I can make it so they won't get on it. Without a lot of work.
Okay. Bonnie Stigel, President, has everyone made their comments on this motion?
I have one comment, one question. Janet Zapretti, board member, what about the parking lots? What was the proposal, Kathy, on the parking lots?
The parking lots should stay open.
Opening up parking lots, I think they should be left open.
Me too, yep. Definitely.
I think so, too.
Okay, so if when Jeff Connelly, board member, if we are done a discussion, I want to know, can we still have the motion reread so we all understand it and then vote?
Yes, please. Dan Sapretti, board member, please reread or send it as a chat item.
Excuse me, just a point of order. You will have to read the memo, or read the motion, I'm sorry, because Bader, because we are on a conference call and we are being tape recorded. So that the tape recording stands as the official transcript of the meeting. So you'll have to read the motion.
Okay. So Kathy Szabo, board member, I will try to put this into words. Read the motion. The motion is to put up warning signs at all beaches and to close the playscape, the volleyball court, and the basketball court. Close the porta potties. Do not put out rafts or swim lines. But the beaches will remain open. The baseball field remains open.
Tennis net.
Just one tennis net goes up. I think that's it.
So the beaches have, there's no social, you have to do social distancing. Janice Apprendi, board member, you need to do social distancing on the beaches. But if people walk on them, or one or two people sit 6 feet apart, that's okay.
Right. I mean, obviously, anything that is put in place, you know, people should now be, as of tonight or tomorrow, or I don't know when it starts, but people should be wearing masks as well. You know, I mean, that's by the government. You know what I mean? That's all set. It put in place already, all of that.
This is Jeff Conway, board member. I think that you couldn't, I don't think you could put social distancing on any of these signage or anything, because that's all common throughout the entire country. But
right.
Everybody knows it's social distancing. And the other thing which I didn't hear, Kathy, was, I don't think we have to go, if you put them there, we have to go by the town or the state. I don't think you have to have either one of those. I think what you're doing now is sufficient to protect our members, protect the properties, protect the board, and protect everything. I don't think you have to go with state or town, because that's going to change pretty much every week, but I don't think you need it for this motion to be effective.
Correct.
Janice Brady, board member. Janet Sapretti, board member. I'm okay, Kathy, with how this is written, but as far as how the, if people are having issues with how the wording on the signs will, then we need to discuss that after we vote. But I think it's important to say social distancing on the signs, because that's the main thing we're asking for.
Right.
We don't need to have that part of the.
No, we can talk about the signage later.
Later.
Bonnie Sibel, President, I would like to move to vote.
Okay, voting on the motion. Bonnie Sibel?
Bonnie Sibel, President, no.
Cindy Biancomano?
Cindy Biancomano, Vice President, yes.
Jeff Conway?
Jeff Conway, board member, yes.
Jan DePrati?
Jan DePrati, board member, yes.
Hima De Silva?
Board member, yes.
Jason Griffin.
Jason Griffin, board member, yes.
Gary Peterson.
Gary Peterson, board member, yes.
Kathy Szabo, board member, yes. Bill Taylor.
Bill Taylor, board member, no.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
I said, oh, President, the motion carries.
Okay. So now do you want to talk about anything we need to? I mean, Gary, this is going to fall on you.
Yeah, I'll close down the volleyball court. Basically, put signs on it. We'll put signs on everything that's closed. And you want me to take down the basketball hoops? I can take them down. and then they definitely will be able to play.
Yep.
But I'll take them down, and I'll wrap up the playscape with caution tape and put a sign on there. Somebody's got to get signs made up for the beaches and everything, official signs.
Jason Griffin, board member, I'll take the responsibility of putting together some verbiage for signage, sending it out to everyone on email. You can respond, and I can call Comerica Signs if they make, or whatever the other roadside from sign with. And once we decide on the signing, the verbiage that I send you, you can edit whatever. We can come to consensus instead of spending an hour right now going back and forth on all the different ways we could word it.
This is Ed Bader. One thing we should do is, Kathy, the motion should be circulated very soon. Also, an email blast to the members, and also something on the website that as soon as we can.
If someone, Jason Griffin, board member, if Kathy wants to send me the exact wording of the thing, I will forward it to the webmaster and I will send out an email blast.
Okay. And Kathy Sable, board member, I will also be loading up these minutes on Monday. So they'll be on the website Monday as well.
Jason Griffin, board member, Lee will also post it in the kiosk at the beaches.
Notice that you never send nothing, which is good. Supports Jason.
ICDL President, is there any other business that we need to attend to this evening?
I think we need to give Cindy a coffee.
I'm going to bed. ICDL President, if there is no other business, I move that we adjourn the meeting at 7:54 p.m.
I second.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Good
evening, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
The meeting is ended.
I can tell you that.